All right, Anaheim 1. Here I am with former Factory Suzuki stars turned coaches, Tim Ferrier and Ezra Lusk. Timmy, let's talk about your guy first, Trey Kinnaird, fourth on the night. You happy?
Yeah, I think he rode really well. He had a rough go in the heat race, had a bad gate pick for the LCQ, so you know, to come out with a fourth and you know, kind of battle a little bit with Stewart, you know, even though Stewart came up and passed him, it's the first time he's probably ever done that, so I think he should be happy. I was pretty happy.
Right. And Yogi, Davey Millsaps, you're working with him. Rough night for old DM.
Yeah, it was a rough day. He, you know, new bike, new team. You know, there's really not a familiar face in Davey's pits this year. You know, he kind of had to kind of restart with a new team and, you know, brought me on to try to help and try to help him direct kind of his career back on path. And it was just tough. You know, new bike, me and Timmy both know how that goes, coming to a race and settings just being a little off, you know. So he's got to kind of go back to square one and regroup for next weekend. He had a little get off there tonight, but he was just kind of a little uncomfortable all day.
Right. I guess, Timmy, talk about the most impressive rider you saw tonight, either class, besides Trey Kinnaird.
No, I don't suck up to people just right. Because they're my guy, like you.
Right, but okay, so most impressive guy you saw tonight, what'd you think? Of just the overall race?
I would say Stewart. I think, I mean, obviously I don't want to, just obviously he's always been fast, but
yeah.
He kind of came back this weekend and kind of proved that he was the fastest guy again, so I was the most impressed with him. I expected it out of a lot of the guys, but he's been out for a long time, and I think his speed's definitely there.
Right. What about you, Yogi? What most impressive guy you saw or underdog guy that you were impressed with, somebody caught your eye?
Well, you know, I would definitely say Villopoto also, and for sure Bubba, you know, but Ryan had a really serious injury also, you know. It was a pretty career-threatening injury. So both of those guys bounced back from that kind of injury, you know, the navicular and the broken leg and ankle for Villopoto. It's pretty tough to do. You know, they both sat out a lot of time. Come back out and really ride that strong for 20 laps and, you know, have it together that quick. I think Ryan's going to have a long year.
Yep. What about as far –
Yeah. Ryan Dungey.
Yeah, he looked a little off in the heat race. The main event rode good, but yeah, he's going to have his hands full. I think you're right. 250 main, kind of boring, anticlimactic, but Hanny looks like he's kind of the class of the field.
Yeah, I predicted that he would win, but actually, Roczen, I think, probably would have possibly won had he not hurt himself in practice. He was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, as soon as he crashed, it seemed like his whole night went downhill.
Right.
Next week, I'm bringing a shot of adrenaline for Brock Tickle for his podium speech, just to get a little little spark out
right
of him.
Right in the heart.
Just yeah. Right in the heart. Just get him to screaming into the mic.
Right.
I'm with you. I don't really agree with anything you usually say, but the hot lap was just horrible.
Thank you.
Just cut that out. Everybody can see a whip. They actually scrub better than that in the race.
Yogi, when you were doing hot laps, Timmy was never in them, but when you were doing hot laps, Yogi, I mean, you were, I'm just kidding, of course. When you were doing hot laps, were you not excited? Were you not trying to lay it flat as you could or do something, a knack-knack or something for the fans, right?
You talking about the hot lap
on
the opening ceremonies?
Yeah.
No, I was always kind of nervous because I didn't want to be that guy to wide it up on the hot lap in front of everybody, it just being you and another guy. Because the faces of the triples, everything's kind of different, fresh.
Way to poop on my point. Way to just crap on my point.
I'm sorry.
I think you've done.
Hey.
He's done knack-knack.
Anyways, okay. Hey.
Well, you know, don't forget, I was there the year that Kevin Wingy Windham nosewheelied right in front of me at Atlanta and went over the bars. So
stuck with you.
You stuck with me.
What about the track tonight? I wasn't that pumped on it. What'd you think, Yogi?
I wasn't really pumped with the whoops. I walked the track actually this morning. Actually, me and Red here walked the track. And
old times.
Hey, guys, this is a lot like Charlotte 93 right here. Do you remember that, Timmy?
No, I was actually asking Timmy if he thought that they could do this on a 450 because I never rode a 450 in Supercross except for, you know, last year at the U.S. Open, but that was a mini Supercross track.
Right. What did you think of the track, Timmy?
I really wasn't that impressed either. It didn't allow for very good racing. The lights class kind of just kind of spread out, was pretty boring. So I know it's hard to design cool tracks all every weekend, but it just didn't seem like anybody ever gained or lost. It just Stewart was the only guy that kind of really, really come through the pack. So, I don't know, wasn't great.
Okay, so before I let you guys go, one thing you're going to work on with Kennard this year, the entire season, what's one thing that you're going to work on with him?
Keeping him on two wheels. I think he'll be fine. If he just stays on two wheels, get some experience. He's still a rookie. And I think he rode more like a veteran today than I think a rookie, so it was cool.
And one thing you're going to work on with Davey this year, working with him, what's one thing you got to pound into him?
Well, I think it's from a Sunday to Friday with Davey. It's not Saturday. I think just the consistency with his program,
right,
week in and week out.
Right. Have you given up tennis?
Am I giving up tennis? No. I told Davey if I did this, I'd have to keep up tennis, that he was going to have to be done every day by 3:30 so I could go do my clinics.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See ya.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.